Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. The weather across Israel is warm and pleasant. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear. Tel Aviv enjoys sunny weather. Haifa is slightly cooler with a gentle breeze. It's a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, Lebanese media reports strikes on southern Lebanon amid ceasefire confusion earlier today. Also, France 24 reports that the U.S. and Iran have agreed to a ceasefire, halting tensions as President Trump pulls back on threats. Also this hour, Ynet reveals that despite Iran's course change, core issues remain unresolved, with Lapid calling it an unprecedented disaster. Separately, Axios reports that the Houthis have joined the Iran conflict, launching a missile at Israel. And finally, from earlier today, tensions rise as a Hezbollah MP warns Israel about respecting the ceasefire. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, posted just minutes ago that Hezbollah MP Ibrahim Moussaoui warned if Israel does not respect the ceasefire, no one else will feel bound to it. Ynet News, a prominent Israeli news outlet, posted earlier today questioning who truly benefits from the Iran ceasefire, raising concerns over Iran's 10-point plan for talks. Al Arabiya Eng, a major news organization, posted just now that Saudi Arabia welcomes the ceasefire between Iran and the U.S., praising Pakistani mediation efforts. Let's go deeper. Starting with Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post reports strikes on southern Lebanon amid confusion over a ceasefire. Lebanese sources initially blame Israel. Casualties are reported, but the IDF has not commented. This strike comes hours after the U.S.-Iran ceasefire deal, adding regional tension. Turning to the U.S.-Iran ceasefire, France 24 details an agreement reached to avoid further escalation. President Trump's threats prompted this two-week pause. The ceasefire aims to reduce immediate conflict but leaves long-term issues unresolved, affecting regional stability. Meanwhile, Ynet focuses on internal Israeli reactions. Opposition leader Lapid criticizes the ceasefire, calling it a failure of policy. Critics argue Netanyahu did not achieve strategic goals. This reflects broader discontent within Israel over handling regional threats. The Houthis' missile launch, as reported by Axios, marks their entry into the conflict. They threaten strategic areas like the Bab al-Mandeb Strait. This escalation risks broadening the conflict, impacting maritime security and international shipping lanes. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Israeli high-tech workers face challenges traveling abroad. Companies hedge against cancellations with multiple flight bookings, incurring high costs. Separately, Maariv highlights a new feature in Google Chrome, finally adopting a long-requested tab management function. This aims to enhance user experience globally, including in Israel. And finally, according to Israel Hayom, mutual fund investments are seeing a resurgence. March data shows significant inflows, indicating renewed public interest in financial markets. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.